This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the picks of the week, we are live at Twin Peaks hanging out. Buckhead location, guys. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark's Payne Real Estate. It is the big game, Super Bowl 59. And so we are doing it just a little bit different because we only have one game to pick. But we will tell you our game score, over-under. And again, game score is going to be who's closest to that. Over-under, all right, meaning the overall total. And then one game prop. And some of these prop bets, again, they're out there for you to check out and look at. But, Mike, there are some ones that you go, okay, I'm intrigued by that. And then there are some ones, you know, for example, who will score first? Who wins the coin toss?
Which is literally for you, I mean, the most degenerate gambler. A lot of guys do bet that in Vegas.
They do.
The guys that make the trip out to Vegas and just bet on everything.
You want
to
know?
Might as well do the coin flip.
One I won on a couple of weeks ago, not the AFC, the divisional round. Mm-hmm. Who would kick a field goal first?
Nice. And that's a great bet sometimes.
It is, you know, because I was like, oh, neither. I think it was the Ravens game.
I made money the year when you and I used to joke around. When we got to just absolutely be hot garbage in the red zone the last couple of Matt Ryan years, that was a great bet. Falcons first field goal.
First field goal.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. All right. So, yeah, Chiefs score first, Eagles score first. That kind of stuff is out there. And then we can get into the player prop bets as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with back at the studio. Big O, what do you got for us? Game score, over-under, and then give us a prop bet for Super Bowl 59.
All right. I'm going to start with the over-under first. I don't think
48.5, Big O, right now.
48.5. I have sucked picking over and unders this year. So at this point, it's a crapshoot for me.
Sound so enthused, Orin. This is it. It's your chance to finish big. It's not how you start. It's how you finish.
Tell him, Mike.
Come on, man.
To be honest with you guys.
You sound like Snuffleupagus right now.
I don't know. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. After the last week that we did it, I'm officially 10 games under. So I'm even blessed to be picking right now. I was going to be picking. But, yeah, I guess since over, under, over is the first listed in over, under, give me the over in the game at 48.5, and we'll see if that one hits. Game score, it has to be over 48, so give me 31-27 Chiefs.
Oh.
If it's a close game, I think Kansas City is the winner. If it's a blowout, then I think it's going to be Philadelphia, but I think it's going to be a close game. So give me 31-27 Chiefs.
Okay. All right. That's entertaining.
And
your one prop bet.
My one prop bet. I'm going to steal this from Andy and Randy because this sounds like a very good one. 34 is the longest offensive play. So they have listed as the longest offensive play for the game is 34 yards. So definitely give me the over on that one right there. Yes, the longest offensive play at 34 yards. I want that one over for my prop.
Really? That sounds low. With
it
all
does
these
sound low.
Posted players.
Right.
Okay, so 34 yards. All right, Big O. I hear you, man. Glad you feel good about your picks. We could tell it in your voice. Turtle.
I'm here, man. I'm here.
I hear you.
I don't know. I guess I'll take the over.
Well, how would you feel if you were 10 games under 500?
Yeah.
He was almost there with me.
Hey,
that's true.
Like the Phoenix, man. Rise like they say in the good book, baby. The last shall be first.
Well, Mike, you know what? Mike locked in whenever he was down right there.
I got serious.
He got serious. And then all of a sudden, the picks started rolling in.
I spent more than 2 minutes on my picks.
He sat falling off boats.
By the way,
God, yeah, the low point was the Tampa Bay jumping off the boat, landing on my, breaking my ankle on an anchor or whatever I like landed on. And then, like, who is it? And, like, who do you like, Mike? I go, Chicago.
Oh, yeah,
like,
when you were gone.
Like, who? What score? What are you talking
about? I forgot about that.
Chicago. Yeah, so that was arguably the low point. All right, Chris.
We remember. We remember.
Thank God for the dump button.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Right.
So the reason we're doing game score is because the game has moved notably for the audience to a pick'em.
Yes.
So
it's minus one Philly.
No. It's a pick'em. It's officially
all right,
out
so I'm looking at Vegas odds right now.
I got up ESPN bet right
Vegas
now.
Vegas insiders got Chiefs minus one.
I got ESPN all bets right. up right now, and they got it as a pick'em.
Okay. All
right.
Either way, it is.
And it started at what, two?
It started at 1.5.
Okay.
Chiefs,
okay.
1.5.
So there's a lot more money now on the Eagles.
Right?
Well, that's what you're telling
me. You and I were talking off the air about this. At some point, was one house in Vegas going to jump that spread just to get some action?
Yeah.
You know, like move it up to like Kansas City 3 or something. They never did.
No. So kind of like,
there's less action on this game than the last four Super Bowls. In Vegas. I was talking to our buddy Nader.
Yeah.
There's less action, at least going into today on Friday. That may change over the weekend. But there's the houses in Vegas are taking less action on this game than last year or the year before when they played.
I believe it because of the rematch. I'm also going to take 31-28.
Oh,
Kansas
okay.
City.
Okay.
So just a little bit
different. And by
different
the way, for people
who
don't
score.
Speak gambling code, in other words, less people are betting.
Sure.
Right. Spell that out.
Yeah. 31-28, Kansas City being the winner. I obviously, I'm also then taking the over.
So you got you like the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs and the over. And then here's my prop bet. Did you know the last two Chiefs victories, the Gatorade has been the same color? It's been purple.
I did not know that.
Oh. So I think in order to make it a three-peat, they're going to ride with the same color Gatorade. So if you're going to bet the Gatorade, go purple.
Makes sense.
Interesting. Turtle. All right, that's your prop bet, huh? That's your prop bet. That's interesting.
A little inside scoop for you guys.
No doubt. Look, there's always some kind of quirky thing that pops up, and people are like, hey, this is what I'm betting on. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guy Talks on the way. We will talk about the Falcons. We have a new class of folks that are going into the Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about that at 5 o'clock. And a guy that should be that's not, and his stats are very similar. Stay tuned for that story and more on our Hawks. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Hey, man. All right, I'm going to go with, I hate to do this, but I'm going with the Eagles. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm going to go with Philly. I'm going with the over. Over 48.5. After I'm going over in a big way. I got it at Philly 34, Kansas City 31.
Mm.
So that's 65 points. That's way over. Mm. And I'm trusting that Jalen Hurts is not going to suck in this game.
Yeah.
And that Jalen Hurts, my prop bet, I looked at that 31.5 rushing yards. I'm going to go over the one that we were talking about with BMAC. I'm going to go over on Jalen Hurts passing yards. Oh, they set at 211. I'm going to go over. I think he's got to have a big game. I think they try to take Saquon away. And if they don't, and it becomes a laugher, hopefully you'll get the back end cover if he's just throwing garbage yards and it's all passing. But I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts over 211 passing yards.
I like it. Look, the Eagles have everything they need. This is a matchup. You know, fights are about styles, right? And I think when they lost a couple of seasons ago, Mike, they said, we're probably going to have to beat these guys at some point if we're going to win a championship here in the next few years. And you think about their drafts and their free agent acquisitions and how they've gone about their business. I think this particular fight favors the Eagles. The problem is we've all seen Patrick Mahomes and his greatness, and so everybody's a little bit afraid to go against that.
Right.
Don't be. The Eagles are built for this. And if I told you, and something that Mike and I talk about all the time about our Falcons, if I told you going into any game, we got a better offensive line, we got a better defensive line, you'd feel pretty good about our chances.
Right.
That is what the Eagles possess. Their secondary is better than it was two seasons ago when these two teams met. And again, their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is not turning it over. Last turnover, guys, week four. I think everything sets up for them to win. I am taking the Eagles. The game score, though, I'm a little apprehensive, Mike, about being over on this because the defenses are good. Kansas City and Spags, and we're talking about the Eagles. So what gets me under? Is this a 27-24 game? Does that get me under the 40? What is it, 48.5?
48.5. What's your score?
No, that would be 51.
Yeah, you're over.
So then I got to go 24-20. Okay. I think it's going to be that's where I'm at. And it's a struggle at the end, and then somebody wins by three. I'm just giving you that score. We'll see.
More field goals. So over them. What's the over-under on field goals? That's a nice – that's another bet.
That would be a good one. Yeah,
that is. So I'm going Eagles, and then I'm going – obviously, that's my game score. The over-under, obviously, I'm going under. As far as the prop bet, and I keep looking at this stuff, and I'm like, man, Mike, I don't know. Scoring the first five
– Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Minutes. Who comes out fast? It doesn't matter who wins the coin flip. Do they come out in those first 5 or 6 minutes and score? These are the kind of prop bets I've been looking at, and I'm like, I don't know. Do you get a stop, a three and out, and then maybe another three and out, and all of a sudden the first quarter is almost gone?
That's what you're shooting for.
That's what I'm shooting for. Right. So I'm not going to go there. I'm going to look at the quarterback prop bets, and I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. Did you guys see this? 251.5 yards in this game.
It's a lot.
That is a lot, and I'm going to go under. That is going to be my prop bet. Doesn't mean the Chiefs won't win this game, but if you're telling me Patrick Mahomes, Mike, throws for 251 in this game against this defense, then they probably have had some big explosive plays.
Right.
So I'm going to go with Mahomes. There are a bunch of quarterback bets out there for Jalen Hurts and rushing yards and all this kind of stuff, but that's where I'm going to go. And here's the thing. Remember, he won the last Super Bowl with his legs. He didn't. It wasn't like Mahomes threw for 450 yards against this team 2 years ago.
Right.
So that is my prop bet. That's where I'm at. We will see who's right come on Monday. And by the way, we hadn't even mentioned this. Monday, we're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yes. Yep. So we'll have a big axe in our heads from the hangover. So come down and join us. Sounds like Bloody Marys. Sounds like a good play.
No doubt.
Over there at the Twin Peaks guys in Kennesaw. And we'll be talking about this.
All right. So that's where we're at, guys. You can let us know what you think. We'd love to hear where you're at on this game. I just want to be entertained.
Right. We all do.
That's ultimately where I'm at. I do not have a rooting interest, but I do think, because I'm picking them, fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, God.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.